William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. USA. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. And it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Like you stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Por un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We are live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. You know what I needed today? I needed Walt Deptula to give me some pointers on how to do this show. You know, he would have like old clips of things he said about Hugh Freeze, and Ramona would have been working 20 hours straight trying to put together his show. I feel like people expect that. The expectations, I'll be honest, the expectations of the show on a normal basis or any broadcast, they generally just don't get to me. But this show could be a colossal disappointment. Kelly just dropped the phone. She tried to answer the phone and like fumbled the phone like in a way that you could, like that basically you would have to try. You would have to try to drop the phone like Kelly did. It was like an actor. Whoa, it was like that. So if that's the way the show is going, then people are going to be very disappointed. Lots of Hugh Freeze talk in the show today. As we know, America's most righteous coach, who knows the Bible better than everyone and tweets more verses than anyone and is just better than everyone else, apparently likes to call hookers from his school-issued cell phone. We're going to try to keep it family-friendly today, but Hugh Freeze can make it hard. We will discuss not just what happened, but sort of what led to it, why this is a big story. I think it's very instructive to all of us, to be honest with you. And I am emotionally very, very conflicted today, and I will discuss that as well throughout the course of the program. Brett Freeland is going to join us. I'm sure he has thoughts on this. And we've been talking about NC State with basically every guest that's come on this week after Cole Kubelik put him in the Final Four, college football playoff Final Four. I have little to no idea why that would happen, but maybe Brett can shed some light on it there. Before we get into that, how about this? How about a little update from the Open Championship, where at Royal Birkdale, the scores, most of them will probably be going the opposite direction from good, like toward the black instead of the red. Right now on, well, we'll start with Kelly's team. On Kelly's team, Jordan Spieth is at 5 under. That's a big deal. 5 under par. Let's see. Hideki Matsuyama's 2 under. That's a big deal. So that's -7. Ernie Els is at 1 over. So you're now at -6. He was +3 today. 68-73. He's going to make the cut. Matsuyama's on the course playing hole 8 right now. Even today, 68 yesterday. And as I said, Jordan Spieth, even par today, 65 yesterday. Then John Rahm, your boy, probably going to make the cut as well. 69-74, so 4 over today, going the opposite direction, but still going to make the cut there. Not so great for one of mine. Phil Mickelson shot 77 today. He's out. This is going to be dreadfully bad because Phil's probably the only one that's not going to make the cut. Also, Jason Day, 69-76. He's at 5 over par. Hopefully some of these scores come down a little bit. I do have Ricky Fowler at +2, Hideki Matsuyama, Matt Kuchar at -4. It feels just outrageous that Kelly could be ahead by this much, but still very much can happen with the Open Championship from Royal Birkdale. Yes, Kelly.
I've been on the phone for 5 minutes. Uh-huh. So am I winning?
Yeah, you're up pretty big right now. You're up pretty big.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited. How many strokes am I up?
It was a lot. I didn't do the math right away. Phil missed a cut. Phil missed a, like, ouch. He's +10. He missed a cut badly.
So your elder statesman, Phil, failed. And my elder statesman, Ernest Els, is doing great.
Yeah, Ernest is doing great. Matsuyama and Els are really, like those are your guys right there. John Rahm is going to make the cut. The problem is, like, I don't know. Jason Day is going to make the cut, too. The projected cut line is +6. And it's not going to go down to +10, so I'm pretty much giving up on Phil.
Have we?
No question.
Conveyed to the audience what the bet is?
Yeah, the bet is whoever loses gets to pay for the next 4 rounds of golf. So we're going to play like Torrey Pines. Yeah, you're going to make us play like Torrey Pines.
I mean, you know, maybe. Maybe we'll drive up and play Pinehurst.
At least I don't have to look like drive a goober for a week. At least I don't have to look like a buffoon for a week. Like last time.
Let's just say, as much as we love Woodhaven, which that's my home course.
Yeah.
You will not get out easy by paying for 4 Woodhavens.
I don't know.
Let's just put it that way.
I don't know.
Nah, just trust me.
Before I get into what I want to say first on Hugh Freeze, because there's a lot of time to talk about this today, and honestly, this is going to be the story for, like, I think this will be a driving story for the next 3 weeks or month, because more stuff's going to come out of this. We will get to the bottom of what happened as Houston Nutt continues to ferociously defend his name in a still ongoing lawsuit. You know, Hugh Freeze got fired, but that lawsuit's still out there, the defamation lawsuit. If you want to chime in on Hugh Freeze, feel free today. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, the phone number, 986-1566, 986-1566. By the way, the Northland Communication phone lines, at Quag Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar on Twitter. Did you see my tweet?
I did.
The Steve Harvey?
And I will say, we will take your call, even if you butt dial us, even if you mistakenly call us.
Yeah.
Like some coaches said they have recently. We'll take your call. We accept all calls, but just make sure you get that number right, because I know some people have been struggling with getting numbers right.
Yeah, you know,
recently
the difference between, you know, 864 and 364.
Right, right.
Is outrageous.
Do not.
Right.
We are in Clemson. We do not have a Tampa area code. I don't know if that there might be a confusion there as well. And yeah, so just to clarify,
before we get to phone calls and before I give my little opening spiel, and before we get to Brett Friedlander in our next segment. I will say this, and I want to let Kelly have basically the first say on the show, because I think everyone pretty much knows how I feel about Hugh Freeze. I've established it over time. And in many respects, it feels good to be validated in that because a lot of people question it or thought I was too hard. I've gotten multiple phone calls from people over the last few hours saying, well, you were right. And that, you know, just from a professional standpoint and from an opinion standpoint, that feels nice. You'd rather be right than wrong. But I'm just not celebrating being right about this the way that people may think. I'm just not.
There's a fine line, right?
And, yeah, there is.
Ben hit on this earlier. We don't root for anyone to fail. We don't root for anyone to have these situations, especially when there's collateral damage like wives and children and spouses and just everything else that goes with it. The kids in the Ole Miss program who are just trying to play football. I mean, we don't root for the downfall of any of those people by any means. And I would say that with Hugh Freeze, I don't think that you, it's not like you were necessarily rooting for his downfall, but you just wanted it to come to justice. You wanted justice to be served and the truth to be brought to light, and it was. And so that is somewhat gratifying, especially when he is kind of, when he, like you've called him before, Kwok, is a false prophet, when he's literally exalting the name of Jesus and acting like an idiot.
Yes.
And doing illegal things.
Doing illegal, unethical, immoral, grotesque things that people may do once in a blue moon. You know, you leave people room in the faith that we share, and by we, I mean us, and presumably Hugh Freeze, because I wouldn't dare to say that he's not. You know, I wouldn't dare to say what his faith is, what his background is, or whatever. I'm not going to go that far. But in the faith that we share, mercy and grace, and mercy triumphs over judgment, mercy and grace are free. They're free gifts. And so as reflections of that, you got to extend it. But you also got to take it on the other side. Hugh Freeze was offered multiple chances to get mercy and grace from people, and he chose to bear down. Before I go further into that, your thoughts, when you heard this last night, your thoughts on, and I know you were like, oh, do I even need to come in tomorrow? Oh, man, Kwok right now, whatever. Which, well, we're all funny, great. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, my first initial thought was no planning needed for tomorrow's show. We're pretty much done. And, I mean, I do think it was kind of an inevitable situation. I thought eventually Hugh Freeze would fall. He would fall from grace, if you will. Something was going to happen because he has cheated, and that's been obvious with the NCAA allegations. He has not done things the right way at Ole Miss, especially with the lawsuit with Houston Nutt. I just thought eventually this would all come to fruition. Now, Ben, I thought, said a great point on the press box this morning from 9 to noon. It made me think of OJ. It made me think of Al Capone, these guys that were known for notorious acts, but were brought down by something completely different.
It's interesting that you bring up Al Capone.
Okay, I don't mean to equate the two by any means.
No, no, no.
But he went to jail for tax evasion and not for killing people. And Hugh Freeze got fired for hiring escorts and not for all the cheating he did.
Well, unless he was hiring escorts for recruits, which
oh
is an interesting
gosh.
Thing. We can't know that. And so you stick with what you know, and what you know is that he called the number of an
right.
escort service, and so the only thing that we know is that he hired him for someone, and without pointing out things that may or may not be true, he, at the very least, did it for himself.
Yes.
Now, to me, it is far worse if you then add on what we think we know and what we assume based on a hefty case of circumstantial evidence and say that Hugh Freeze did this on behalf of someone. It's very possible he's standing in a hotel room in Tampa and wants to, you know, have a fun night or whatever. But it's also possible that as part of a recruiting ploy that he used this as a way to entice recruits. I would not be shocked about either one of those. And I think both of those, based on the moral standard that he set for himself, fall so woefully short of the mark that it's hard to...
passes a monthly test of the emergency alert system. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, such as a tornado watch, tornado warning, flash flood warning, or a hurricane warning, official messages would have followed the alert tones. This station serves the state of South Carolina and the Columbia area. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
The, like, oh, it's, it was my evangelistic mindset. I mean, give me a break with this guy. What a phony baloney.
And what killed me is that last night at the press conference, Bjork and all those they asked, do you regret your decision? They said, no, we still stand. They said that our comments that we made earlier about him being in compliance, we still stand by that. Really?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I can't believe this, I'm saying this, but Tommy Tuberville came on and said they need to clean house. He's right. They need to clean out the administration, too, because they just don't get it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I want to talk about this a little bit later on about what kind of job this is. And I've got some candidates that they might want to look at. Because here's the situation. You've got an AD and SID who are still named in a lawsuit, still employed by Ole Miss. That is not going away. Houston Nutt is out for blood because essentially Ole Miss wouldn't apologize to him. And basically had the most stubborn approach you can to the situation. And then on top of that, the job wasn't great to begin with.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, Cole. You need to get Houston Nutt a fruit basket or call him or something. Thank you for dropping the bomb on him, cause Cole, they're not even blaming you free. They blaming Houston Nutt people. The Ole Miss fans are blaming Houston Nutt. I said it's not his fault. They put his name in the situation.
You know what? And I'll say this about that. If you can't see that this program is morally inept and corrupt. And doing things that most programs wouldn't even consider doing in today, in 2017. With these types of things, and your coach, again, propping himself up as a holier-than-thou prophet from on high, I don't understand why in the world anybody would take his side on this or blame anybody else. Look, it's not Houston Nutt's fault when they went in to try to figure out who Hugh Freeze called in a week's span of time. Right around signing day, which that kind of leads to the questions about who was getting what service right around signing day. Could it be the last-minute recruit from the Tampa area that was taking advantage of the service, trying to make up his mind about which school he was going to? I mean, all those things. And Houston Nutt uncovers this little nugget. Not even looking for this. He wasn't even looking for recruiting violations. He was trying to figure out which reporters Hugh Freeze called, quote-unquote, as an unnamed source. And lo and behold, this comes out. We see this more often than not. We've seen it a number of times. We saw it with a story just, and I'll get to it later. We saw it with a story just a couple weeks ago. Same basic thing. You're looking for one thing. Oh, goodness. You stumble across another. This happens all the time. Your chickens will come home to roost here. You can't sit on the throne of lies, as Will Ferrell might say.
Yeah, but that's what got me right there. I said, Houston Nutt looking for something else, and again, this. And they blaming, like I said, they blaming Houston Nutt. But think about it, and these people, the Ole Miss fans are still, like, saying, oh, yeah, well, and one Ole Miss fan talking about he being framed and stuff. How are you going to be framed? And think about this, he's stupid. He used the school's cell phone. They got things called burner phones. You use them to recruit people when they don't want the NCAA to find out. Hello?
Yeah.
I know that.
I agree with that. Delvin, appreciate the phone call. Got to run. Thank you. That, in and of itself... The fact that he could even mistake his school phone for his second, but not a burner, but his second paid phone that he had for personal use that he hid, it says everything you need to know about his character, about who he is, about how he got in this mess, and the type of arrogance and narcissism that allowed him to be basically the fall guy here, and a right fall guy, not a fall guy that shouldn't have been. He's a right fall guy here.
Did we not learn from recent political news that you need to separate your personal phone email address from your work phone, your work email address? Come on, Hugh. And I will say, Hugh Freeze's resignation comes a day before today's resignation of the day. Sean Spicer has resigned.
I know, Spicy,
so
no.
Resignations all no. over the place. What is going on? I don't even know.
How's Melissa McCarthy going to do anything anymore?
I know. Really, really disturbing news for her.
Unbelievable. Hey, short break. We'll come back. We're getting to Brett Freelander on this and many other college football related topics. Maybe a little basketball schedule too. Might have a little something for his ACC basketball schedule, which that was like the 90th most important bit of news released yesterday. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in a moment.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security. 888-407-SAFE.
Life insurance. You know you need it, but do you have enough? 85% of U.S. consumers agree they need it, but only 44% of United States households have individual life insurance, an all-time low. When asked why they didn't have life insurance, many said, "Nobody asked me about it." Well, make no mistake, I'm asking you today. Maybe it's because the process can be difficult. Maybe it's because the process can be frustrating. But as an independent insurance broker, we have all the best plans and rates. Life insurance is not for the people who die. It's for the people who live. Life insurance helps us protect what matters most, our family. Call us today to get a free quote, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make life insurance easier.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at CarolinaHeating.com and join our award-winning team.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for McLaughlin Body Company. Employment opportunities exist for production MIG welders, sealers, assemblers, material handlers, and metal finishers. Qualified candidates must have a high school diploma or GED and be able to pass a drug screen, background check, and physical examination. For full job description and to apply online, visit readysc.org/McLaughlin. McLaughlin Body Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Complete Nutrition just released the most effective weight loss product we've ever created. Plus, it comes with a free 21-day step-by-step program to follow. And we guarantee you success. If you lose more than 21 pounds in the first 21 days, see Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan. Healthy weight loss should not exceed a couple of pounds per week.
Find Complete Nutrition in Greenville on Woodruff Road, in Spartanburg on East Blackstock Road, and in Anderson across from the Harbor Inn on North Main. Complete
Nutrition.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. Tender love and care. And I'll take it there. Yeah. I want to love you. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. Tender love and care. And I'll take it there.
All right, per Kelly's request, there's gotta be a moratorium after this show. For like a month. I can't do Jeremy Schapp anymore after this show. But per Kelly's request, she's like, you got to do Jeremy Schapp when come back. I said, how about this? How about I do one Jeremy Schapp tagline regarding Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss every segment from now to the end of the show?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So here we go.
Yes.
In Atlanta, the Braves this season have unveiled a mid-inning attraction where fans try to track down the Freeze. In Oxford, Mississippi, the Freeze was just caught. Reporting live from Ole Miss, Jeremy Schapp, ESPN. Thank you. Thank you. That was a decent one to start on.
That was a good
start. I didn't want to start my best.
You have more, though.
My best one's coming out. Yeah, I did like three or four. That was one we didn't focus group before the show.
And Ole Miss will not always be the location.
Correct.
You know, if you get my
correct. Correct, absolutely
yeah,
right.
Some foreshadowing absolutely there. Right. That was good, Jeremy. Good job.
Hey, fundraise the easy way. Attractionsbook.com is here to help you succeed and meet your fundraising needs. We all love coupon books, or coupon books, as Kelly says.
Coops.
They let you keep 50% profit on all the books you sell. They go right back to your organization. Over $4,000 worth of coupons, different restaurants and retailers. Pay for what you sell, return the rest. You don't have to pay for all of them and then eat the cost. It's unbelievable. Call them today, 752-7383, or email cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. For more information, that's 752-7383, cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. And if you sign up before August 4th to do a fundraiser, you get a shout on the Roar, so people know where to come buy those coupon books. Brett Friedlander joins us at BFriedACC on Twitter. He writes for the North State Journal, nsjonline.com. He joins us right now. Normally ACC, but I'm thinking an SEC topic may drive us today. What's up, Brett?
You know, usually I've got a lot of material and I'm ready to go. I don't know how I can follow that Jeremy Schapp. That was outstanding.
Well,
right down to the ESPN.
it came out of yesterday because he was hosting Outside the Lines when the OJ whatever that hearing was going on. And so, me and my buddy would just make up Jeremy Schapp taglines in high school and college. And so I just broke it out, and it was such a hit that Kelly wanted to bring it back. So we're doing that today.
You're going to have a hard time topping the Freeze there. That's pretty good. That's very good.
Well, what are you?
You know, it's funny
yeah.
because, you know, you remember a few years ago, I guess it was 2-3 years ago when Robert Ndicci, or however he pronounced that, decided he wasn't going to go to Clemson. He was going to go to Ole Miss instead. And everybody joked around about it. I wonder how big the check was.
Yes.
I guess it was pretty big, and it really was a check, huh?
Oh, that's exactly right. Look, everything that everybody ever said about Hugh Freeze, I think you could say it again today, and people who looked at it with skepticism before would basically say, yeah, we believe it now. I mean, isn't that it's crazy to think that a guy who pulled the wool over the eyes of so many people could be unmasked like this for – what, in the grand scheme of things, he was accused of doing or assumed to have done was sort of minor in comparison to the array of cheating that allegedly went on, all the allegations and all that. Hey, what are your thoughts on this madness?
It's crazy. And, you know, it's funny because I guess that kind of proves why Butch Davis didn't want to give up his cell phone records when he was at UNC, because there may have been some crazy stuff. You know, the thing about Hugh Freeze is is not necessarily that. Look, the SEC, we know that a lot of this stuff goes on. There's a lot of, you know, hanky-panky that goes on. I mean, remember Cam Newton's dad shopping him around to Mississippi State?
Yes.
You know, so, I mean, the recruiting thing, you know, it's the SEC. I just go back to that. You know what bothers me the most about this whole thing is that, you know, Hugh Freeze, who, by the way, was Michael Orr's high school coach from the line side.
That's right.
And isn't it ironic that yesterday Michael Orr was also released by the Panthers, and so they both kind of lost their jobs on the same day. But I digress. You know, the thing that bothers me about Hugh Freeze is that he came off as holier than thou. I mean, and the whole, you know, it's one thing to really be religious. But to go out there and really just kind of advertise it all and then get brought down by this kind of scandal, you know, making phone calls and frequenting an escort service, you know, that's the kind of hypocritical thing that makes people who are really religious, you know, people skeptical of them, you know.
And so exactly.
That's what bothers me the most, to be honest with you.
Well, and that's been my principal objection all the time, and we could talk to death, and we will on the show today, about his on-field performance and, you know, the way that he developed players and the way they played, the type of culture he was creating on the field. You know, we could talk all day about that, but he became more of a caricature of, like, this guy was trying super-duper hard to convince everyone he was super-duper Christian. And so it does create that type of, I mean, basically you get out the firing squad, right? I mean, it creates that situation.
Yeah, and like I said, it's just hypocritical. It just, you know, I mean, listen, when Ole Miss started popping up in the top five nationally in recruiting rankings, you just kind of knew something was going on. And you know, this guy was just kind of a fraud right from the start. And I feel bad for Ole Miss fans, I guess, because you know you're trying to make that jump. You're trying, you know, you're in Alabama's division, and you know the old saying in NASCAR: if you ain't trying, cheat, you ain't trying. But you know, they just kind of sold their soul to the devil, I guess. And it's going to be interesting to see how hard they get hit, because you know, considering what Louisville just got, and you know, this appears to be worse because this is not just, you know, the immorality thing of it, but it's also recruiting issues. This is going to be, they're going to get the hammer put down on them, and that's going to really cripple that program for a long time for whoever takes it over. And you know what, how crazy is it too, that this whole thing came about because of Houston Nutt still PO'd because he got fired. And this is kind of his revenge, you know, revealing all this at SEC media days. So it's just kind of been a soap opera, hasn't it? It's like a reality show.
It really has, Brett. And so that's kind of my question for you. With all this happening, what does Ole Miss do now? Do they stick with the interim guy? Do they stick with Luke for at least a while? Or do you go after a big name?
No, you have to. And you have to do kind of what Baylor did last year. Although I thought that maybe they kind of went with a permanent coach a little too soon. I think they may have waited until the NCAA came down on it. As you know, but I think going with an interim guy is the way to go. And I think that, you know, keeping him around, and he's been on the staff for 6 years. It's not like he's a new guy there. He knows the culture. He knows the players. And so, you know, he'll be able to pick right up. But keeping him in charge, I think, until the NCAA makes a decision, is only fair to the next guy who comes in. I mean, you know, Larry Fedora, he knew what was, you know, getting ready to happen. He came in with his eyes wide open in North Carolina when they got put on probation. They got put, had to sit out a year from bowls, and they lost scholarships for 3 years. But, you know, I think giving the next guy at least the advantage of knowing what he's working with, I think is only fair to the next guy. So I would wait, but, you know, it's the SEC, it's college football. And so chances are they'll go out after this season and probably look to hire a big-name replacement. And to be honest with you, they'll probably probably hire somebody pretty good, because, I mean, listen, there are only so many SEC jobs to go around. There are only so many Power Five jobs to go around, and somebody, you know, who's looking to make a name for himself, either a high profile a coordinator or a group of six coach, will take that job, will gobble it up.
Visit with Brett Friedlander at BFriedACC on Twitter. He writes for the North State Journal, NSJOnline.com. In the aftermath of the ACC football kickoff last week, the order of teams in the divisions, the winners, player of the year, all ACC teams, all that released, I'm just going to kind of wind the top and let it go, Brett. Anything strike you from any of that as it was released this week?
Not really. I mean, it was basically, you know, the usual suspects. You know, in the Atlantic, you know it's going to be either Florida State or Clemson, and usually kind of flip-flops every 2 years depending on who's got the veteran quarterback. And in this case, it's Florida State. So I was not surprised about that. Louisville's got the Heisman Trophy winner. You know, a lot of people are high on NC State. I thought there was a possibility State could end up being third in that division, but they're in their usual spot in fourth. I thought Wake Forest being picked fifth was a real compliment to Dave Clawson and how far that program has come. But, you know, we're talking about the best of the rest. In the Atlantic, I mean, excuse me, the Coastal, you know, five of the six teams ended up with first-place votes, so it's going to be Coastal chaos. You know, you knew Miami was going to be picked to finish first. They usually are. And they usually underachieve. And while Mark Richt is definitely going to make a difference there, I'm going to, you know, believe it when I see it. I'm not going to jump on the Miami bandwagon until they prove that they can, you know, they can actually live up to their expectations. I love Pitt. I picked Pittsburgh. I was surprised they finished so low. You know, they lost their quarterback like a lot of other teams in the ACC. But they brought in a fifth-year graduate transfer who was a five-star guy when he was coming out of high school and he played at USC. So, Southern California. So, I love their defense. I was surprised Jordan Whitehead finished, I think, fourth in the voting.
Yeah.
Cornerback. Now, it speaks to how really, really talented the cornerback crop in the ACC is. I mean, Quinn Blanding and, you know, and the kid at Florida State, his name escapes me right now, but he is really, I think, an All-America kind of guy, and he also plays offense. But I was kind of surprised at that. But really, you know, pretty much everything kind of fell the way I thought it was going to fall. And I guess it's just time to go out there and play, huh?
Absolutely. One more question for you. Speaking of playing, you know, I'm kind of down on North Carolina this year. I was speaking with someone this morning, and her conversation got to this. I mean, maybe the biggest winner in this whole Hugh Freeze fiasco is North Carolina, because in this time when we don't have a lot to talk about, we're no longer talking about, boy, when's North Carolina getting whatever penalty we think they should get? Now everybody's talking about Ole Miss. Doesn't this benefit the Tar Heels as they continue to sort of kick the can down the road with this NCAA stuff?
I will tell you when we speak next week. I'll answer that question next week, because the NCAA's response to North Carolina's response of its latest notice of allegation was received yesterday. Now, their lawyers are looking at it and everything, and I would imagine they're going to announce it and release it to the public probably Monday or Tuesday. So we'll see what the NCAA's response, and you know, they're going to set a hearing date and all that. We'll know next week, and maybe they're off the hook, maybe they're not. My guess is that it's going to be pretty contentious, and that this thing with UNC is going to end up in court. It's going to linger for quite some time.
Oh, we got about a minute left. One more for you, and I can't believe I didn't mention this. We've been talking about NC State a lot, and Cole Kubelik put him in the college football playoff top four in his final four. I just see them as a spoiler with talent. I don't see them as a legit contender like that. Am I wrong for doing that?
Well, you know, here's the thing. They've got probably the largest collection of talented returning starters of anybody in the league, to be honest with you. They've got a starting quarterback. All the receivers are coming back. Two of their top three running backs. Their line is pretty much intact. And defensively, they may have the best defensive line this side of Clemson. But listen, the law of the wolf
Yes.
says that when expectations are highest, the production ends up being the lowest for them. Now, I see them as a kind of a team that could beat Clemson or Florida State and then turn around the very next week and lose to either Syracuse or Boston College. So, I mean, it's really hard to get on a bandwagon and to be really too optimistic. Now, who knows? Maybe this is the year they break that curse and they break the trend. But I just don't see it, and not in that division. You know, if they were in the Coastal, I might have them winning the thing. But, you know, they're only at best the third best team in their own division. So I don't see it.
Brett, always a pleasure to talk to you. Enjoy your weekend. Look forward to doing it again next week.
Outstanding. You guys have a good one, too.
All right. Thanks very much. Brett Freelander. Give him a follow on Twitter at BFreedACC. Check out his work, NSJOnline.com.
Speaking of Twitter, Ben alluded to this earlier, and I had to look for myself because I didn't believe it. Lane Kiffin has recently followed at Ole Miss Picks, at Ole Miss FB, the official football account, at Ole Miss Rebel Nation, and at Ole Miss Inc.
Goodness gracious.
An Ole Miss graphic designer.
Goodness gracious.
Just putting that out there.
I want to talk about later in the show. Maybe we may not get to it till much later, like hour three. Maybe toward the end of hour two, talk about a list of candidates there. More on Ole Miss coming up next. Stay with us.
The countdown is on. 42 days to Clemson Tiger football.
O'Neal in and running back and off to Dungy's left-hand side. And they'll fake it to Neal. Throw it downfield. It's picked off at the 32-yard line. Ryan Carter with it. Crossing the 25-20. And Carter all the way down to the 15-yard line.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio furniture and save during the summer clearance sale. Everything in stock is clearance priced on brands like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Panamint, Lloyd Flanders, Resista, and Meadowcraft. It's the summer patio furniture clearance sale at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from, all in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part, what's in your garage?
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro. As a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
What business doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Crute LED has partnered with Duke Power to do just that. Whether you need LED tube lights, $4 after rebate, LED high bay fixture, $79 after rebate, parking pole light, $99 after rebate, or 6-inch down lights, $4 after rebate, Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebate up front to you with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Visit online at CruteLED.com or visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right before J. Peters on exit 19B.
Try Bojangles' new Sweet Cayenne Cajun Filet Sandwich with jalapeno American cheese, crispy bacon, and creamy Cajun sauce. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
Out of bounds in more ways than one. Now, back to Kwok on 105.5 The Roar.
As Hugh Freeze left the office of Ole Miss Football in Oxford, he was escorted out of the building. An irony that was lost on no one. Reporting live from a flaming ball of ash that is Ole Miss Football, Jeremy Schapp, ESPN. How was that one? Was that better or worse? We need to rank these somehow.
That was good. That was good.
But better than the first one?
I thought your initial line was not as funny as your first one.
Yeah.
But the flaming ball of fire
flaming ball
that
of
is
ash.
Ole Miss Football.
Flame ball of ash. Flame ball of fire.
Flame ball of
later.
Ash. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
We've got
that
other reporters live from a flaming ball of fire. This one is the ash.
Live from a field outside Oxford, Mississippi.
Live from Hugh Freeze's mom's basement. We'll do that. Anyway. More on Hugh Freeze. My principal issue with Freeze, you can call us 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What to make of this situation? We got a trifecta coming up later today as well from Kelly. That's going to be really good. My principal issue with Hugh Freeze is not from a coaching standpoint, from a preparation standpoint, from a program standpoint, anything. It's all personal. And it's hard. I really tried not to make it about faith today. Because you don't have to be a person of faith. You don't have to be a churchgoer or Jesus follower, whatever people call themselves, a professing Christian. You don't have to be any of those things to be appalled by what Hugh Freeze did. But that is where my principal issues lie. Years ago, Hugh Freeze put together what was one of the most improbably talented recruiting classes in the history of college football. If you look at what they did, they were top 10, and they basically had done nothing. They had done nothing.
The Kim Dichie, Laramie Tunzel, Laquan Treadwell class is what you're referring to.
Yes,
right?
let's just go back and look at that class again, okay? And I'll say what I've said before, and people who doubted me before will probably understand now why I was so outraged by this. If you look at that class, what was it, the 2013, 2014 class? I think it was 14. May have been 13. Anyway, Robert Kim Dichie, number one player in the country. You heard sort of rumblings, rumors. He committed to Clemson and then weirdly just didn't. It did. That basically just vanished like it never happened. They brought in, I think this was the one where they brought in 29 guys. They brought in, what now?
It was the 2013 class.
2013 class. Robert Kim Dichie, number one player in the country, goes to Ole Miss over offers from everyone, including schools that probably live in the gray. He goes to Ole Miss. Laramie Tunzel from Lake City, Florida, which, isn't that around Tampa? In Lake City, around Tampa? I don't know.
I think it's just outside Dallas.
Just outside Dallas?
I'll look it up.
Right around Tampa? Huh. Interesting. Laramie Tunsil, who famously, the transgressions that he was a part of were famously broadcast to the world when he was drafted, really before he was drafted, on NFL draft night last year.
Lake City's in the panhandle.
Oh, okay. All right. Never
so, no,
mind.
Not
okay.
Near Tampa.
All right.
Rumor. Fake news.
We won't implicate fake news. We won't implicate him. Laramie Tunsil never took a visit to Ole Miss. Now, that the campus, I've never been there. The campus is beautiful, but you got to be there. The idea of Oxford, Mississippi is just not, it's just not as appealing as when you get there in person. You're like, wow, that's great.
Laquan Treadwell is from Crete, Florida, which is literally...
No.
That's Tampa.
Crete, Illinois.
Oh.
Yeah. Crete, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, he is from Illinois.
Laquan Treadwell was the number one player in Illinois. Best player in Illinois was, to me, to my recollection, was committed to Alabama, I believe, and flipped to Ole Miss. Those were the top three. You get the best tackle in the nation. You get a top five player out of Florida. Never once visited a five-star. Got offers from everybody. Never once visited your school commits. You get Laquan Treadwell out of Illinois to flip a commitment and go, and then the number one player in the country to go. And all the while, Hugh Freeze is going, boy, I don't know. We're just selling people. What are you selling people? That's what I was saying. What can you possibly be selling people that other schools don't have? Legitimately, on your best day, you're like a 7-win program at this point. And nobody's doing this. And it was the outrageous way in which this happened. You know, if you build over time, some people might have said it when Dabo Swinney raked in C.J. Spiller. How's he doing this? But he didn't rake in C.J. Spiller and the best player in Missouri and the best player in New York that never visited the school. You feel me? Like, that's why I never bought the comparison. Well, look what Dabo's done at Clemson. I never bought that comparison. The things that he was doing didn't make sense, even if you assume that Hugh Freeze is working miracles, waving a magic wand, selling snake oil to somebody, getting them to come.
And Dabo's been very open about the C.J. Spiller story in that he was as surprised as anyone that C.J. came to Clemson. He thought that because they had that relationship that he had a good chance. But it wasn't like it was 100% fact that C.J. was going to choose Clemson.
Right.
And he's been kind of open about that. Nowadays, if recruits like C.J. choose Clemson, it's not as much as a surprise. But you always talk about not skipping steps, right?
Yes.
Ole Miss skipped steps.
They did. It didn't make sense. They went from 4-8, 5-7, 6-6, 2, breaking in 1, 4, 14, 32, 94, number one JUCO player in the country. They brought all these guys in the same class out of nowhere. Obviously, that raises red flags. And rather than just slinking away into the night, letting sleeping dogs lie or letting the thing pass over, Hugh Freeze decides he's going to tweet his email address and ask people to email him with any compliance issues rather than throwing all these young men who work so hard and have done nothing wrong under the bus. So he set up his whole persona there, the holier-than-thou, the people who were trying to make the game clean, the people who wanted the game to be clean and who understood that you don't just do this, you know, for no reason. There's got to be something else going on. And people who are more intimately involved know more intimately that stuff was going on, that the reason they brought in some of these players were nefarious in nature. He was more like an Al Capone. Now, I will come back to that, and I thought it was weird. I tried to think of a different example because we used Al Capone yesterday. If you look at the life of Al Capone, one of the reasons that people really wanted to bring him down was how flamboyant he was with his wealth. And how he basically thumbed his nose at anybody who thought that they could bring him down and continued to be flashy and show it off. When Hugh Freeze brought in this class, he essentially set up this reign that he had, the reign of terror. He set up this reign that he had over Ole Miss. That was a little much. Where no matter how... Go ahead.
Comparing him to Al Capone was not a little much, right? But then reign of terror was a little much. Yeah, there's a line, Quack.
You know, who's a better criminal? The bank robber who spends $10,000 in cash every day for the week after he robs the bank, or the guy who hides for a little bit, puts money in different places, and tries to stay sort of underground before the next time he tries to rob a bank?
Number two.
Okay. Hugh Freeze is number one. He didn't just get one of these guys. If you bring in Kim Dichie, you put all your resources into him, and you say, boy, we tried so hard with mom and dad and the situation, and it just worked. If you go get Laramie Tunsil, man, we tried so hard, and it just fit. It fit like a glove at Ole Miss. You get Laquan Treadwell, man, we were on him and hammered him and hammered him and hammered him, and at the end of the day, he just wanted to come and change the program. But when you get all of those guys, And then you start recruiting other guys. You start bringing in Chad Kellys to your program, sort of willingly, you know? It starts to raise questions. What kind of program do you have? What are the goals of your program? What's the foundation of your program? It's sinking sand. The foundation is not solid rock on your program. And yet Hugh Freeze spent a lot of time and ink and Twitter characters trying to convince us that not only was his program built on a solid foundation, but the foundation of his program was better and more solid and more righteous and holy and more valid than yours was. In other words, if you're the one saying this isn't right, you're the persecutor. You're the guy basically tying the noose. You're the guy nailing Hugh Freeze to the cross. People like me who said, this is not right. This guy's standing for things I'm supposedly standing for while he's doing things out in the open that just are not good and right. And they don't stand for the values I stand for. Hugh Freeze tried to paint me as a persecutor. I tweeted out a verse last night that basically says, woe to those, this is from the Bible, woe to those who treat darkness as light and light as darkness, who treat good as evil and evil as good. Hugh Freeze did that for 5 years, and ultimately, it caught up to him in the worst way. More on this as the show continues.